The Last Child by John Hart. Read by John Chancer. Prologue. Asphalt cut the country like a scar, a long hot burn of razor black. Heat had not yet twisted the air, but the driver knew it was coming. The scorching glare, the shimmer at the far place where blue hammered down. He adjusted his sunglasses and threw a glance at the big mirror above the windshield. It showed him the length of the bus and every passenger on it. In 30 years, he'd watched all kinds of people in that mirror. The pretty girls and the broken men. The drunks and the crazies. The heavy-breasted women with red wrinkled babies. The driver could spot trouble a mile away. He could tell who was fine and who was running. The driver looked at the boy. The boy looked like a runner. Skin peeled from his nose, but beneath the tan he carried the sallow kind of pale that came from sleeplessness or malnutrition, or both. His cheekbones made sharp blades beneath skin stretched tight. He was young and small, 10 maybe, with wild hair that rose black on his head. The cut was jagged and uneven, like something he'd done himself. Frayed cloth hung from the collar of his shirt and from the knees of his jeans. The shoes were just about worn through. On his lap, he clutched a blue backpack, and whatever it held, there wasn't much of it. He was a good-looking kid, but what struck the driver most were the boy's eyes. Large and dark, they moved constantly, as if the boy was overly aware of the people around him. The hot press of humanity, typical of a broken...